Now, then back to my topic on cheating, this chapter here. Why do black men cheat, or any man cheat? They cheat because they want to, ladies. They cheat because whatever excuse they give to try to make it your fault that he cheated, that is irrelevant. He cheated because he wanted to. He cheated because his relationship with you was second behind his urgent need to bone some other woman. He cheated because he didn't care about his marriage at that moment. He cheated because he didn't care about what was going to happen to his kids in that moment. He didn't care about how his parents were going to be ashamed of their son. He didn't care about how your father and mother were going to be disgusted. He didn't care about hurting people. He didn't care about none of that. All he cared about was putting his you know what up that woman. That's all he cared about. And that shows a certain mentality of that kind of man who does not honor his commitments. But what does he want from you? Loyalty. That's one of his top three things. So he wants you to sit at home being loyal to him while he's out doing whatever he's doing. And then that setup, remember I read that part to you, the setup about how women love? He wants you to still love him when he comes back from that other woman with some STD or HIV or got some broad pregnant. You supposed to still stand by him because you loyal. And you supposed to still love him anyway because that's how black women love. You see the setup here? That's what I'm telling you. This book is bull. It's just... that's totally from cover to cover, just a bunch of nonsense. And would you really read it the way that I read it with the mind open and analyzing the words on the page, you will see what I'm talking about. This is no kind of book to model your relationships after. Don't you listen to this stuff? Don't you follow nothing that's up in here? Nothing. This is garbage. All of it. Every single word. It's nothing but a pimp game. It's basically a manual for men to pimp you. That's what it is. So I know a whole bunch of dudes ran out and bought this book. You know why? Because they're going to use this game against you. So all this stuff he tells you to do, like one thing he tells you to do is when you go on a date with a dude, one of the first things you're supposed to do is, you know, ask him these three questions. You're supposed to ask him, what is your short-term goals? What is your long-term goals? And what was the other question? What are your views on relationships? Now, I'm going to tell you why you don't need to do all that. You don't need to ask a man anything like that. You just ask, casual conversation, what you're going to do. But you don't set up something like an interrogation, and you especially don't ask it exactly like this, because the brothers have read the book. So they're going to tell you what Steve said to say. But you know what? Those are words, like I told you at the top of the show. Those are just words. So what he says, this is what his short-term and long-term goals are. What does that have to do with you? Then nothing. It's just talk. If a man is doing something, you will see the answer to those questions because he will be doing something. He will tell you, like, baby, I can't meet with you this Saturday because I got this small business loan class that I'm taking. And you'll be like, oh, you're taking a class? What's that about? Oh, I didn't tell you because, you know, I'm really not telling too many people, but, you know, I'm trying to start this business and I figured out that I need a $100,000 loan. So I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to get it, what kind of collateral I'm going to need, what kind of business, you know, paperwork and business plan I need to put together. And I'm taking this class because they're going to show me how to do it. That's a brother with a plan. You don't ask a man shit. You look at what he's doing. He will show you what he is doing. You don't waste your time asking him with words. That brothers have so much game. I'm telling you, they will pull out some business cards they made on their computer, got printed at Kinko's or something. Yeah, you know, I'm a businessman. You know, okay, but you don't ever see him doing nothing. You don't see him with no business. You know what I mean? You don't see anything. That's just talk, ladies. That's his game. And he basically is setting you up. This whole book is a setup. So you sit there with, you know, your legs crossed thinking you doing something. Oh, you know, what are your short-term goals? You know, I need to know what your short-term goals are. Oh, please, you sound like a fool. And you know, I don't, your long-term goals. And what you going to do when he turns around and asks you the same question? Are you going to have an answer? If you don't, you need to keep your mouth closed. Because you know what? Anytime you ask a question, your behind better have an equal and just as informative response. Because he has every right to ask you the same thing. So don't ask no question that you ain't prepared to answer yourself. Don't even do that because you will look stupid. Okay, I'm going to warn you right now.